is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, you take control of the show and bring up anything. It's the Thursday night edition, and anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives. Oh boy, do we have lots of archives on our website. In fact, months of them right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, there's no games, no hoops that you have to jump through. You don't have to look at pages of advertisements to get to them for free. It's free at freetalklive.com. So, we got lots to talk about tonight. I got a bunch of emails that I think we should probably catch up on, Manwich. In fact, you've got one I think we're going to start the show with.
You like that one, do you?
I do like that one, and I have one that is related to it. Last night, we finished the show with an article that, honestly, I don't think we had quite enough time to spend on. It was a short article about how the Christians are concerned. Some Christians.
Yes.
The loudmouth Christians, which are the only ones that we talk
about. The ones that get news.
Right. Because they are loud. Yes. And they get attention as a result of that. Anyway, these people are complaining because they believe that there should be some sort of restriction on the new video iPods. These are devices, and they're not just Apple products. They're a variety of video playback devices that are based off of hard drive technology. For instance, there's 30 gigabytes or 40 gigabytes of storage space, and you can put MP3s on there. You can put movies on there. You can put little short video clips on there, whatever. It's just a playback device.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're bemoaning the fact that, well, kids could play porn with this stuff. Well, something needs to be done about this. Our children could access pornography, put it on their video playback devices, and then they'll be corrupted for life. In fact, they thought that, some of them, thought that the government should do something about it. They thought that the government should institute some sort of restriction, format restriction. I don't even understand how this would work. I mean, as somebody who knows technology fairly well, I'm not a total whiz at it, but I do understand that these devices simply playback file formats. Now, if you've ever used a computer, you might know that there's formats for each file. Like a Microsoft Word file is a .doc. It's a document file.
Right.
A MP3 is a .mp3. These are file formats that
right.
these things are in. So it doesn't matter what's inside the MP3. These things will play it back. Similarly, it doesn't matter what's inside the AVI or the movie file or the QuickTime file. They will play it back. There's no way to identify the content.
It's not like on the television I can set my TV for parental control. And
right.
It will only play the G-rated or PG-rated or whatever version. I don't have the ratings correct. But it only play the acceptable stuff that I want played.
Well, the reason why...
Because TV's different.
Well, the reason why it's different is because it's controlled, your television broadcast, whether it be cable or satellite, it's controlled by one company. And that company is regulated by the government. Actually, I don't know, are the TV ratings mandatory or are they voluntary? I know the video game ratings are voluntary. I'm not sure about the TV ratings. If you can answer that, 800-259-5791. But in the case of the television, the cable company is sending codes, right? They're sending a little code along with that television program that it's hidden. You can't see it. You can't
right.
You can't hear it. But
the
it's
same
a
way
digital
that they
code.
Know the same way they know how to play commercials right after our show.
Yes.
You know, during our show, they make a little
inaudible tone
that tells the computer at the radio station to fire its commercial.
In the case of cable, it might be a digital signal or something like that,
yeah.
where it just picks up the info and then the receiver box says, oh, this is a it's a mature program. And then it knows to lock it out.
Right.
Well, in the case of the Internet, there's millions of sources for video, and you can go and get whatever you want from wherever you
right.
want.
So the government, if the government did pass a law, it would be a useless waste of our time
anyway.
Of course
it would.
Because
it'd be impossible
on the Internet. How would it, if I want to put video of my wife and I, participating in adult activities on the Internet, and then I want to label it appropriate for preschoolers, I could do that, right? I mean, I can't because I don't know how to do any of this stuff.
Right.
But somebody who wanted to do that certainly could do that.
The only way.
And then you could watch it on your iPod, whatever setting right. you wanted to.
Yes.
So there's no point in it.
No, there's absolutely no point. And it's impossible to implement this sort of thing. And what these parents who are concerned about their kids coming across porn should ask themselves, they shouldn't be focusing on the playback device. Look, you've had VCRs and DVD players in your homes for years, people.
Yep.
If your kids, what you want to focus on is the fact that they're getting their hands on the media. You want to focus on, well, if I catch my kid with porn on his iPod, how did he get the porn in the first place? He got it from the internet.
Yeah.
So you're either dropping the ball.
Yes.
You're dropping the ball and you're not monitoring what it is that your kids are doing with their time online. And you're not paying close enough attention. That's why they're getting their hands on this stuff. And if you don't want them to have stuff on their iPod, don't buy them an iPod. Get them a Walkman.
Really? I mean, essentially what you're doing by giving them the internet is giving them full-bore cable. I mean, HBO, Cinemax, the Playboy channel.
More so than that. There's hardcore porn.
Yeah, hardcore porn. I mean,
you don't get that on HBO.
They can watch the Discovery Channel. They can watch National Geographic or, you know, educational stuff or the Nickelodeon.
Right.
Or they can go straight to the hardcore porn channel.
And they seem
and
to
if you just put the computer in their room, well, you're not doing a very good job of parenting.
Right. Yeah, and you want to ask yourself, why are your kids going after this sort of thing? Do you really believe that
they
porn
have services?
Industry...
I know they have that clear surf thing.
Right.
They have all kinds
There's all
of
kinds
services.
Of filtering services
yeah.
and that sort of thing. So if you're concerned, if you are one of these parents that's so upset about porn and the fact that your kids can access it,
I think
just
we'll
about, crack down.
I think every parent is one of those parents that is concerned about
that. It's just porn.
Okay, well, that you're...
You know what? If I was a parent, and I'm not.
Thank God.
If I was a parent, I'd teach my kids how silly porn is. Because porn has absolutely nothing to do with real sex. Would you agree with me?
I don't know.
I mean, yes, they're having sex in the porn, and they do sexual
it
things
is real
in
sex,
the porn.
Then.
And you can reenact certain things in the porn.
So it's nothing like the male-female relationship that goes on in the real world? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. It has nothing to do...
Absolutely
the way,
true.
The way sex happens in porn is not at all... what it's like in real life.
Well, they have to get down to it quickly. I mean, they have a limited amount of time on their, on the videotape there, and they have to get down to it quickly. They can't really fool around, so let's go.
Well, beyond that, there's various different reasons why it's not accurate. And so if your kids are growing up thinking that porn is sex, then they're going to be doing what a lot of the kids today are doing, you know, trying to emulate themselves as being porn stars, envisioning themselves as, you know, that this is important to emulate, that, you know, when I'm in the bedroom, I should be doing what the porn stars do, when in fact that's not necessarily the case at all. In fact,
gross.
From what I've seen, from what I've seen in porn, most of the sex that goes on in porn isn't very pleasurable to the lady. Do you ever notice that?
I don't. It depends on the type of porn, but yes, I certainly know what you're talking
most
about.
Most of it.
Yeah.
Yes, there's definitely porn made by women for women, and in that case, it's different. But for porn for men,
I think that porn for women is actually porn for couples.
Okay.
Really what we're
okay.
going to be talking about there.
Well, whatever.
Go ahead.
But my point is, in the case of the way it's portrayed, it's a fantasy. It's a sexual fantasy. It has nothing to do with reality, and that's what I would teach my kids. I would teach them that look, this is just. It's just videotape, they're actors, and this is not sex.
Not even good actors.
Right. This is not sex. I wouldn't be afraid to show my kids that stuff.
Yes, well,
I wouldn't be concerned that it would corrupt them and make them terrible people. Anyway, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Thomas in the Netherlands. You take control of the show. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. We've got an email about this porn stuff coming up. Thomas.
Hi, guys.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the open drugs policy we got over here.
Okay.
Oh, really? You've got open drug policy in the Netherlands?
Yeah, we can buy wheat.
Is that where Amsterdam is in the Netherlands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You're good at this.
Yeah, hey, I went to government school. Cut me a break, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm actually living in Rotterdam, which is the greatest harbor city in Europe.
Wow.
And we can buy wheat whenever we want to.
So it's not just in Amsterdam, it's outside of Amsterdam as well now?
In the rest of Holland, in whole Holland you can buy
I want you to hang on if you can, Thomas, because
yeah,
I want
sure.
to come back and talk about this a little bit more. I want to talk about how weed is treated by young people, especially, because that's important, because we've heard that it's not used as often over there by teenagers and that sort of thing. 800-259-5791, sex, drugs, and Free Talk Live.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. Two to three packets of Gano coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list, and you can get signed up for free at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We got some really big news to announce, and updates people are going to know first. It's coming up sometime between now and Monday. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. Back to Thomas in the Netherlands. Thomas, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Thomas. So you're going to tell us about the drug policy there in the Netherlands, how marijuana is it almost totally legal? What is the exact status of marijuana there?
Well, you have to be 18 years older to buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like alcohol. But you can probably get it when you're 16.
Well, of course you can get it. I could get it when I was 16 here. I'm sure you can get it there.
Yeah, but you get well-educated at school about it. They tell you what the consequences are and what to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go to a coffee shop and buy, I think it's 2 grams, I don't know what it is in ounces, of weed and smoke it.
So that's not very much.
Do you have to smoke it in the shop? Can you take it home with you?
Well, officially you have to smoke it in the shops or at home.
Ah, I see. But you can't You can't smoke it while you're walking down the street.
Well, officially not, but everybody's doing it, so you can.
Well, officially in America, you can't drink beer while walking down the street either. So there's nothing unusual about that.
As long as it's in a brown paper bag.
Drink beer in a bar at home, and you know that's pretty much what the rules are.
You can drink it. You can smoke it on the street as well.
So although
there's coming a new law that's saying you can't smoke it in squares.
Public square?
Yeah, public squares. Because not because you're getting loud or something, but because of the smell.
Mm.
Because
Smell.
People are hitting the smell.
I see. Hey, what I'm curious about is, for some reason, I thought this was an Amsterdam-only thing, but it's actually the entire country of the Netherlands?
Yeah, the entire country of the Netherlands.
So are you in Amsterdam?
No, I'm Rotterdam.
Rotterdam. Now, are there bars, hash bars there? Is that what they're called, hash bars or coffee bars?
Coffee shops.
Can they advertise the fact that they have marijuana? Or do you just sort of have to be in the know?
Well, everybody knows it, so it's kind of useless to advertise it.
I see.
It's you can.
Does every coffee shop have marijuana?
Yeah.
Starbucks?
If it only sells coffee, it's called a coffee bar. So this is something completely different.
I see.
So wait, the difference is coffee bar versus coffee shop?
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. So, here's what I'm curious about. How old are you, Thomas?
I'm 20.
Okay, so it wasn't too long ago that you were in high school going through the educational process. And how do you feel like about the amount of people that smoke marijuana? Do you feel like there are people that abuse marijuana as a result of it being legal, or is everybody pretty much in control of themselves there?
Well, everybody's pretty much in control, I think.
So the world hasn't come to an end in the Netherlands
as a result
of this.
No, and no.
What's wrong with the rest of the world? Why haven't they caught up to you guys yet?
Yeah, well, you tell me. We also were the first country who has gay marriages, for example.
Mm.
It's totally legal to marry as a gay person.
Interesting. Now, isn't the Netherlands one of the top economically free countries, Manwich, in that list? Is it up there in the top 15?
I'll have to check.
I'm just curious.
I don't remember it being up there.
Denmark was. You guys have a big progressive income tax there, though, don't you?
Yeah, we have.
Ask him about Denmark. Are Denmark and the Netherlands the same place? I know there's one country there. I don't know.
No,
I really don't.
You should Google it. That's
silly American.
Yeah.
I won't tell you. Google it. Thomas, anything else on your mind?
That's pretty much it. Just wish you luck with the great show.
Hey, man. Thanks for being out there. We really appreciate your expertise. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. It's so cool having this international show and hearing from people all around the world.
That clearly we know nothing about.
Yes, when the Europeans
are
laughing at you. You know you're wrong if the Europeans are laughing at you. Let's go to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I just want to make a quick comment. You guys were talking about the rating systems with the video games and stuff, and how you're saying it's voluntary. Actually, the reason why that came about is because the government was going to force the video game industry to...
That's correct.
To adopt their own rating system because of the whole Mortal Kombat thing.
Right, it was in the early 90s. Mortal Kombat and Night Trap were the two games that they were freaking out about in Congress. Joe Lieberman, and I don't know if Hillary Clinton was involved in it, but she is now.
I bet you Tipper was.
She is now.
Yeah.
And yes, they did threaten the industry, and the industry said, okay, we'll do it ourselves.
I think also the same thing happened with the Comics Code Authority, but I can't remember exactly.
There's comics ratings now?
Oh, yeah.
Sad.
Every time you publish a comic... It has to be approved by the Comics Code Authority, and you get this little stamp on the front of your cover. On the
or
front
else
of the cover.
What? Or else that some stores won't sell you. Is that how it is?
Basically,
amazing.
Like a big industry watch group.
Do you know? I mean, obviously you didn't call about this, but do you know if the TV ratings were also voluntary, so to speak? Or
I don't. I'm not sure about that, but
I think they might not
all
be.
All of them do it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm. All right, Frank. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. He's right about that. They did force. I mean, they didn't really... Isn't that weird, man? It was just like, it wasn't they totally forced the industry to do it, but they basically waved a pistol in the air and said, all right, you better do something about this. And so the video game industry said, okay, we'll do a voluntary rating system. And the interesting thing about the video game ratings is that parents, people that go to stores, and somebody, as somebody who's worked in retail for as long as I have, I've done it for 3.5 years, and I worked in the electronics department, so I was frequently selling video games to people. To parents buying games for their kids. And it would be frequent that the parent would come up and say, what's this mean? And they'd point to the T on the package, which means teen.
Right.
And it says it right there.
And it doesn't mean anything if you don't know.
Right. And I said, if you just turn it over, just turn the game over on the back side, there's a little breakdown. It'll tell you exactly why it is that the game got that rating. For instance, it'll say realistic graphic violence or animated violence or sexually simulated situations. They'll actually have a breakdown of the content in the game. But people who are, for some reason, when people open a door to a retail establishment, they lose their minds. They might be the most competent individuals, skilled individuals outside of the retail establishment, but once they go inside, it's like they're in their own little world where they just sort of float about, and they just float from rack to rack as they look for products that look interesting to them. And then they pick them up, and they don't even really bother to look at the price tag or to check and see if it even has a price tag on it. And then they're upset when it doesn't have one when they go and go up to the register. Or in this case, they could very easily have looked at the packaging and determine for themselves what the content of the game was. But no, it's easier for some reason to walk up to the counter and wait for the nice man behind the counter to answer all your questions for you, even though you get upset by waiting too long because there's three people in front of you. I mean, it's just amazing the process that people go through. The parents who are so concerned about these games don't even know what it is they're getting into. They're just like bumbling into buying video games when the information's right in front of them. 800-259-5791. We got an email coming up about the porn situation. The iPods, porn, Christians are concerned about it. And we have a Christian who says that we were going off. We were just out of line, right?
Yep.
Last night. That we were attacking Christians. Let's talk about that coming up. This is your show, though. You take control and bring up anything. 800-259-5791.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Where's the beef? It's at a party that has my tummy whining and my heart racing. Stay tuned, because when I come back, I'll tell you what else is for dinner in Indianapolis and Charlotte. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Beef, it's what's for dinner, all right. And if you're cooking for a really big party, like the Indy 500 or Coca-Cola 600, 30 tons of it would be served up. Yes, fans and tailgaters work up quite an appetite watching favorite drivers zoom across the bricks at Indy or the finish line at Charlotte. So in addition to the burgers, your shopping cart for the race day feast would also be filled with 50,000 bags of ice, 10,000 cases of soda, 200,000 hot dogs, 150,000 pieces of chicken, and 300,000 bags of chips. Whew! Anybody have just one Rolaide? I'm Bobby Likos. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free, freetalklive.com. We're going to get to this email here, and eventually we need to go to Rob in Hawaii first. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. It's a show about your calls. What's up, Rob?
Hey, great to be here. I've got a little amusing story from the front line of the war on drugs I found, but I'd like to start off with this naughty cop story I found at the Denver Post.
Okay.
There was this one Westminster police officer who was patrolling a stretch of highway, and he spotted this guy in this car in the carpool lane with this strange-looking passenger. I guess he'd seen the guy several times before. So anyway, one morning he pulls over this guy and finds that the passenger, from the looks of the photo, was one of those adult dolls.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so the guy, of course, gets ticketed. But here's the real kicker.
For what, not having the adult doll seat belted? What did he get ticketed for?
For driving an unauthorized vehicle in the HOV lane.
I knew it was the HOV lane. Okay, go ahead.
So the guy gets ticketed, and this is what you're not going to believe. The police confiscate the doll. Now, why in the world did they need to do that?
I have no idea.
Wouldn't a picture of just be good enough?
Yeah. That's sick. I mean, they did it for one of two reasons, as I can see. They either did it to make the guy angry and be mean, or they wanted it.
Oh, come on. If I was the cop and I thought I could get away with it, I'd take it home as a trophy. Okay. Look what I got at work today.
I bet you it's getting a full body cavity search back at the headquarters.
God knows what they were using.
Good story, Rob. What else you got for us?
The other one, three men have been arrested on felony drug charges. Details of the arrest were not available today, but according to court papers, Officer David Simpson said he observed a, quote, white brick of cocaine falling from a window. Police said they determined the brick contained more than 8 ounces of cocaine powder. Word to the wise, all you undocumented pharmaceutical geniuses out there, don't toss bricks of cocaine out in front of the cops.
What? Why would something like that happen?
I guess these people weren't the brightest.
Yeah, you'd have to be an idiot to toss a brick full of cocaine out of a window.
Right in front of the police, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just period. That's money. That's like throwing gold out of a window.
I guess they must have been tossing it to somebody down below. That's the only
Maybe
thing
so.
I can think of.
Maybe so.
This is why I like the war on drugs, though.
Because of the asinine stories?
No, because, I mean, what other job would these sort of guys have? I mean, they couldn't even get hired at McDonald's with this sort of...
Wait, you mean the drug dealers or the cops?
Oh, no, the drug dealers, yeah.
They deserve each other.
They have employment.
True.
They make a decent wage, and you know they don't have to have the highest IQ.
To be fair, Rob,
the world's always going to need people to dig ditches.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the people in the drug business, there's a lot of them that you know are out there and they never get caught. In fact, a lot of federal agents and that sort of thing are involved. And I mean, all kinds of people who are fairly smart are in the drug business.
Yeah. And those are the ones we want to come to New Hampshire, in my opinion. That's one of the beauties of the war on drugs. I mean, just think about all these market distortions the government's creating.
How
we
have little eddies in the flow of the market.
And we can take advantage of these in New Hampshire to create a massive economy, take advantage of these huge industries that aren't being serviced, and use that to buy our own freedoms, buy our own defense, you know, basically do what all the corporations are doing right now.
Buy our liberty by selling drugs. Is that what you're saying?
Drugs and anything the FDA blocks. I love the FDA, too. They're going to be blocking all sorts of life extension drugs in the next few years here, maybe a few decades.
Yeah, I'd really
like to.
There's
going to be a huge market for that, and we can tap into that market and make a killing.
I totally agree, Rob. I really would like to see something like that happen in New Hampshire. I'd really like to see, you know, life extension really get a lot of research. I'd like to see the drugs coming out of there, the treatments and that sort of thing. It'd be great if we could create immortality in New Hampshire someday. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-5791. And I'm serious, too. It could happen. I mean, without government regulation, there are people that are willing to put down good money. I mean, people that are very wealthy that would be willing to invest in discovering the key to immortality.
Well, I mean, certainly life extension. And there's stuff out there now. They're working with the human growth hormone and that sort of thing. But I figured you'd see a huge advantage if you could extend people's lives to 120 or so.
Absolutely.
In New Hampshire. It'd be
if you could extend your life to 120 but not really become decrepit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's one thing to be 120 in a wheelchair and all ragged, and it's another thing to be able to run laps at 120.
Well, the human growth hormone therapies that they're doing, that they believe it's just posited. That doesn't, it's said by scientists.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make it true. There's lots of scientists that say lots of things, but that essentially you can keep the 60-year-old frame for much longer than you would.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this email.
All right.
Because this guy is concerned. He heard us talking about the Christians last night, these loudmouth Christians that want to do nothing but regulate your life, and he's got a response for
it. He does. Okay, Budsky. I think that's
Budsky's. His name is Jet.
Yes, his name is Jet. It's more than one Budsky, so it's Budsky's. But anyway, you espouse liberty, but are you wanting liberty for all people of all creeds, or only just those who are in agreement with you on certain issues?
I want liberty for everybody that wants to have it, meaning I'm willing to give everybody the exact amount of liberty that I want for myself, and I want total liberty, so therefore I'm willing to give it to anybody.
I think last night's show did a little too much Christian bashing, so you need to be reminded. One, even though they aren't, over 85% of the people in America say they're Christian. That's a huge potential audience. Two, true Christians love liberty.
I liked how he admitted that even though they aren't. He said that 85% say they are, but they're not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which it
only fit in.
I think everyone agrees that's true. Even the people who aren't Christians that say they are.
Well, my question is, how many are churchgoers? How much of America is church going?
Do you think that you have to go, to be a Christian, that
no.
you have to go to church?
No.
Okay.
I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, because I think that many Christians believe that they're Christians and they don't go to church.
Yes.
And to your point, a lot of people claim to be Christians in the business community in order to do business.
Sure.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've claimed to be a Unitarian to people who, I'm doing business with, and it's just enough. That solves the problem for him. You know, no problem here. He's a Unitarian. They have churches, the buildings there. There's crosses outside. That's good.
Okay.
And that's what I do. Number three, those who would invoke government to interfere with anything besides saving a life or stealing are not Christians. Followers of Christ's teaching. Jesus was even disrespectful of many laws.
Those who would invoke what?
Who would invoke government to interfere with anything besides saving a life or stealing are not Christians.
So he's saying that the people that claim to be Christians aren't really Christians.
Unless they're libertarians. He's not letting them in the club unless they're libertarians, too.
I see. So,
but everybody's got their own thing. As I mentioned before, if God's word says something that that something's an abomination, it's the ultimate authority. That is the Bible.
I want to make a point for Jed. Because we weren't attacking Christians last night. We were just attacking those people who are calling themselves Christians. Now, Jet, whether you agree they're Christians or not, that's not the issue. They think they're Christians. We were attacking the people that want to legislate morality, the people that want to control other people's lives.
But I brought out that very powerful card of homosexuality.
Right.
Which just, you know, it burns him up.
He's upset about that, huh?
He's a little bit upset.
All right. We'll talk about homosexuality and whether or not it's something you can be born with, that sort of thing. That's all on the way. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for the show. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it's very simple. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You punch it in, you click vote now, they send you a confirmation, and you're pretty much done at that point. Vote.freetalklive.com is a big help to us, too, because when you vote, it means that we stay up on the top of the podcast charts, and being up on the top of the podcast charts means more people will come and listen to the show, and, of course, more people listening means more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So it's important. Vote.freetalklive.com. So we're in the middle of this email from Jet, and Jet is he's a very libertarian Christian. In fact, I've had he's one of these guys that I've had traded a few emails with over time here, and we've kind of riled him up a bit. Last night we were talking about Christians, and we're not specifically Christians, but not Christians in general, but the ones that are really loudmouthed, the ones that they want things their way, and they're willing to pass whatever legislation it takes to make that happen. They know what Jesus would want, and Jesus would want legislation. which is, of course, not at all what Jesus would want from what I understand of his teachings.
Well, most of what you understand of his teachings are learned from libertarian Christians. So libertarian Christians believe Jesus to be a libertarian.
I'd like to hear what an authoritarian would have to say about, you know, Jesus.
I went to authoritarian churches, and, you know, I don't know what they've got to say as far as Jesus passing laws, but they know what's right,
uh-huh.
and that you better darned well do it.
Or else.
And that's just the way it is.
Or else we'll throw you in the clink.
Now, I don't think I personally don't see Jesus that way, but I'm a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
So how else would I see him?
So I want to continue with this email from Jet, because he's concerned about now. He's going to move into homosexuality.
Yes. He says here that, as I mentioned before, if God's word says something is an abomination, then it's the ultimate authority. That's his word, the Bible. For those of us who know and understand that he does exist and does have our best interests in mind, so homosexuality is not the big one here, as in sin. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is, though. Please hear these words, and all that all other sins of man may be forgiven except for blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And he quotes Mark 3:28-30 here.
Wow, so I didn't know that. I thought you could get forgiven for any old sin.
No, apparently, I've been taught blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is many things.
Okay.
It
doesn't say in the Bible what that means.
It's not very clear. No.
Well, blasphemy means just kind of talking trash, right?
I would say that it does.
Okay. What else were you taught that it does?
Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is I've been taught, not accepting the Holy Spirit, which, mm-hmm. of course, means not accepting Jesus, which, of course, you would have to accept Jesus to be a Christian. So
right.
Not accepting Jesus makes you go to hell? Well, yeah.
Whoa.
Duh.
So, therefore, anybody that doesn't accept Jesus has blasphemed the Holy Spirit?
That's what I was taught, was blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
Huh. So, therefore, it's never forgivable. So, if you don't accept Jesus, then they won't ever forgive you? I don't understand that. They always accept new people when they come to the church.
Well, that's what it said. Essentially, you are going to be saved or you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit by not being saved. And then I've heard other people that say that, for instance, not doing what the Holy Spirit tells you to do is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. I mean, there were many people that were led, especially in the Old Testament, to do certain things.
Yeah.
And, don't do them, then you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, supposedly.
Well, actually, Jet here tells us what it means.
Okay. Well, that's what he says it means.
Right.
Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is essentially when people declare that God has no power and that he is not the creator, etc., i.e., going out of one's way to say, there is no God.
So therefore, since I've said that there is no God plenty of times, there's no way that I could ever possibly be forgiven. I've dug my hole, going to hell.
I don't think that any Christian would say that. I don't.
Jeff just said it.
I think that he would say that you can't say it one more time.
There is no God.
I understand. And I know that any opportunity you get, you're going to. Like, I understand. So that's why I don't want to put opportunities in front of you, because I just, you know, it's just offensive to people. Anyway, he claims that this is what the prideful people in Noah's time did. They weren't proud in their own beliefs, but in fact they were proud in saying that there's no God and that they were self-sufficient. It's the same. It was the same in those towns of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Wait a minute.
Them wanting to sodomize the angels when they came to Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing to do with it.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that everybody back in the time of Noah was not a believer?
That's what the story is. Now, I'd like to be clear that the Noah story is the weakest in the Bible. I mean, this is the weak link in the chain of the Bible. Now, it's very early on in Genesis.
It's ludicrous.
It is also ludicrous. It was in print 1,000 years before the Bible, or, you know, these books, the Pentateuch, were in print. 1,000 years before the Pentateuch were in print, this story was in the Epic of Gilgamesh, where the Babylonians had it. So it's essentially a swiped story.
They borrowed it.
Well, yeah, it is.
You know, the Christians borrowed so much stuff.
Well, that's not the Christians. This is the Jews.
Okay, whatever.
I know you don't know the difference. Go ahead.
The people that worship the God, they borrow so much stuff. They borrowed Christmas from the pagans.
Well, that's
they
what
borrowed
Christians
the Christmas
did, yes.
tree from the pagans.
Well, if it's not broken,
I understand. Just come up with some original ideas.
Well, these beliefs just evolve over time, you know, and they don't have history. Most of these people didn't really have history to look at to compare. Have history.
I'm not trying to be mean to Christians. I just want to understand you guys. That's all. I just want to get it. Okay, I'm not trying to be mean. 800-259-5791, but there is no God. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show, bring up anything. 800-259-5791, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. I checked it earlier today, and we're at 798 people, so almost to that 800 point. When I checked it earlier, 800 of our listeners almost have added themselves to our listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You plug in your location. You can add a photo of yourself, your name, as well as a phrase to go with your entry. And it's cool stuff, man. It's neat because you can see who else is in your area and who else is halfway across the world listening to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Oh, hey, and you said you wanted to know about what's the limits and deals for a Christian being saved and going to heaven and stuff?
Yeah, because Jet says that according to him, and he cites a verse from the Bible. It says that you will never be forgiven if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, well, as a former Christian, I grew up in a Baptist church, and as I learned, as they taught it there, basically, I lost the words. But forgiveness, like, if you basically you're saved if you accept Jesus or something like that. Like,
right.
If you accept God and stuff as your Savior.
Okay.
So, like, one person could live a really holy life or a good life, like Gandhi, but not believe in Jesus, and he would go to hell.
Right. Gotcha.
Let's say if Hitler accepted Christ as a Savior and was forgiven.
Just before he took the cyanide pill.
Right.
Yeah. And, like, he did terrible things in his life. Since he's still forgiven because he accepted it, he would go to heaven. And that was how we learned it.
Does that seem a little weird?
Yeah. I think
there's a verse that actually says that if a man, repents his wickedness and just before he dies, then, you know, he's in fact going to be saved.
Yeah, that's a sweet deal.
Yeah.
But wait, so you're telling me that the whole blaspheming thing doesn't count? I mean, what, you can actually be saved even if you do blaspheme?
Yeah, as we learned it, you could basically accept Jesus as your Savior. You'd be saved and set for the rest of your life, and then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
You know, it figures that the different sects of Christianity would teach totally different things about this. I mean, that you can't get these people to agree on anything.
Uh-uh.
I mean, there's so many different subsegments and factions of Christianity that there's a lot of conflict in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just got confused with it, and I just got kind of tired of it, so I just gave up on it recently. So
really? Recently?
Yeah. Actually, I've just been kind of questioning it for a few years.
How old are you, Mark, if I can ask?
I'm 18.
Okay. Questioning it for a few years, did you just not get enough answers to your questions?
Yeah, as I learned about stuff and just kind of thought about it, like really thought about it, I just decided that it wasn't really for me and it didn't really make too much sense, like with all the evidence and everything.
Yeah, you know what? And you brought up a great example, Hitler,
mm-hmm.
you know? Really? Really? That guy deserves to be forgiven? If he asks for it, after killing millions of people? Are you serious? I mean, could a Christian really say something like that to you with a straight face? I wonder about that. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
Well.
Wasn't he a religious guy? Didn't he believe in God and all that stuff? Or was he an atheist?
There's so many things. Some people say Hitler was an atheist. Some people say he was a Satanist. Some people, you know, they get to say...
Revisionist history.
Yeah, I'm afraid. And I don't believe that he was clearly he wasn't a Christian.
Hey, hour number two...
He clearly was not a Christian.
Hour number two is... Right, exactly. Do unto others. Hour number two coming up. This is your show, Sleepy in Utah. It's got some stuff for us about a DUI. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you...